Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, pumpkin pie lover, and your new partner in adventure. Welcome back, girls. I'm so excited that you are here with me. Oh my gosh, we had Thanksgiving just last week. And let me just tell you that I enjoyed myself. We have officially started our diet bet game. And I believe that things are going well. But we are not here to talk about that. Today's topic is about something that I feel is very important. It's so important that it is woven into the fabric of who we are as people. And when we don't have it, the consequence of it is loneliness. Loneliness is something that I really start to hear more about around this time of year, with us being right in the middle of our American holiday season. And I believe it's because people tend to start thinking more in terms of kindness at this time of year and what's next for them since the year is coming to a close. And that's when I realize that we are lacking a support system. So let's talk about this study for a second. According to Cigna is a very large health organization. They did a study of 20,000 U.S. adults that were 18 years and older, and they revealed that nearly half of them were sometimes or always lonely and felt left out. One in four rarely feel that they have people that understand them. One in five people report that they rarely or never feel that there is someone that they can talk to. And Generation Z, which is 18 years old to 22 years old, is the loneliest generation and claims to be in worse health than any older generations. Americans that live with others are less likely to be lonely, but that doesn't apply to single parents. So it sounds like to me that we have a whole lot of loneliness going on in our society today, and what we're lacking is a support system. Now, through this study, they also said that social media alone is not a predictor of loneliness. David M. Cordani, the president and chief executive officer of Cigna, says, "We're just seeing a lack of human communication, which ultimately leads to a lack of vitality or a disconnect between the mind and body." This is just one study, girls, of many that I looked through before I recorded this for you. Another one said that women are more likely to feel alone than men. So this is what we're talking about today. We need support systems. Now, with all of those statistics, my concern here is at this juncture, is that we as a society have isolated ourselves so much that we're now paying the long game price for our selfishness. Oh yes, I said it, selfishness. Now, I'm not judging you, I'm just here to explain. We like to do things on our own. We don't want to burden others with our mess and our pain. We build single family homes like nobody's business, and we fence off our yards while praying no one will ever bother us. Have you girls ever seen that comedy skit where the comic is talking about how we used to be nice and friendly when people would come over? I'm pretty sure it's called 20 Years Ago versus Now. He comes on stage talking about how people would unexpectedly stop by and we would welcome them with open arms, and you're so excited to have company. We're going to feed them cake and coffee and talk for hours. And now someone comes to the door and it's a completely different world. You're thinking, the nerve of them to stop by unannounced. Everyone hide. Turn off the lights. Sally Ann, be quiet. They will hear you. They will know we're here. I'm going to put it in the show notes for you. It's very funny. The 5 minutes that it takes you to watch this video will bring some joy to your day. It's so very funny because it's so true. It used to be all fun and games for everybody to stop by unannounced. And now we're like, oh my gosh, how dare they? Then came our cell phones. We started to communicate with the world, but we forgot about our neighbor down the street. Now, don't you dare think that I am judging you from my high horse perch. I had an iPhone Gen 3, baby. I was an early adopter. I think that's about the only thing I ever adopted early. I'm more of a watcher. But that's another story for another day. We walk around with our heads down so much that we walk right into people or traffic. Oh yeah, baby, I'm a honker. What's one of the first things that we learn when we are talking about self-confidence and making a good first impression? It's to stand up straight and tall and look someone in the eye. Next would be a firm handshake. No limp fish today, son. But we're too busy walking around with our heads down for anyone to notice us, much less get to know us or even have a meaningful conversation. Now, I'm not picking on social media because we did say that social media alone is not the main indicator for loneliness, because it is just the way of our time. It is the way that the world works, and it is used for lots and lots of wonderful things. I would not have a podcast. I would not have my business if it wasn't for social media. I am part of many online groups where people I don't know support each other through knowledge and help and encouragement. However, the downside to social media is the part where we can just look from afar and never participate. How many of us, me included, scroll and scroll and scroll past pictures and stories and victories and beautiful things and tragedies and don't say a word? No encouragement, no double taps, nothing. No comments, no nothing. How are we supposed to use social media in a positive way if we aren't willing to make positive changes towards others? Okay. It's time to pull the curtain back, girls. We, you and I, we were not meant to do this life alone. The Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Genesis 2:18. God made him a helper, and his helper was a woman. Okay. We're going to switch gears and talk about women here just for a second because hello, we're women. And this is a podcast for women. So here we go. We as women tend to know things, don't we? I've heard of it being called the sixth sense or women's intuition or just being very well connected. And I absolutely believe in that sort of thing. You know, like things just happen to you as a woman and you know. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you're a mom. You know, when it comes to our kids and our husbands for that matter, you know when something's going on. You may not be able to put your finger on it. You may not know precisely what it is, but you know it's something. You have this little tingling of your spidey senses. You know what it is. Now, let's just say, for the sake of argument, you don't subscribe to the whole God thing, so you want a more scientific reason for these abilities. So here you go. Women are just in general more open emotionally. Therefore, we are better at reading people than men. Men are more buttoned up, but women, we are better at expressing emotions through our facial expressions, through body language, through the tone of our voice, and usually we are more empathetic. All that being said, we are just generally better communicators. Therefore, why do you think that God made Adam's companion the way that he did? Why do you think that all of the groups out there are usually women? Why do you think that women literally speak double the amount of words in one day than men do? We are good at communicating. We are good at tuning into things. Whether you believe in God or evolution or nothing at all, you cannot deny that there is a connection between women and us being together.
Don't even get me started on how we sync up our periods, because that happens. I have not lived in my mother's house for 15 years, and she still calls me and says, "Are you getting ready to start your period?" Gasp! How does she know? It's because we're connected. All women are. So tell me, girls, how did we let ourselves get so disconnected? Where is our support systems? And if you have one, how is the one that you're in? Is it positive? Is it life-giving? Is it encouraging? Do you feel better when you leave it? Do you feel like that any time you have something going on, they are going to be there to support you?
I'm going to tell you a little fun fact about myself and how I really used to have more guy friends than girlfriends, because I had been burned, and I know for a fact that I burned others. I no longer trusted girls. They were catty and definitely not encouraging, so I hung around more with guys. I did have a handful of girlfriends, but guys were just easier. They would punch each other one minute and be besties again the next. But girls are more emotional and less forgiving. But we shouldn't be. We as women should be the ones who are giving life to each other and having each other's backs when the chips are down. But instead, we don't want to show people our mess and our pain. So I've told you before that I married my husband, Alan, super early. And then I became a mom shortly after that. So Alan and I basically grew up together while raising a child. So again, I wasn't focusing on many meaningful relationships or building a successful support system. If you haven't figured it out yet, women and support systems go hand in hand. We are the great communicators. We are the ones who also need community. I know that I quoted a verse earlier about how God has made us a helper. And I'm thinking that even though we may need a support system, we may just be needed to be the support system. Now, I know we switched gears into women only here, but because this is who we are, let's not forget that support systems can be anyone from anywhere at any time, man or woman, as long as we are willing to open ourselves up to it. I didn't have much of a support system, like I said, for a very long time. It was something that Alan and I actually used to joke about, that we never really hung out with many people on a regular basis. Yes, we had friends, but we didn't have our people, as I use air quotes. We didn't have that group, and now we do. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that we found them. We're all friends. And our kids are friends. And when any of us are down, the others are there to pick us back up. They are life-giving and drama-free. And we all know we need the least amount of drama as possible. Let's make sure that we are the light this season, girls. That we are the support. That we can show kindness and support for someone else. Because we need to. Because that's who we are. And if you're looking for a support group, I hope that you open up your heart to find one, a good one. I am so very thankful that you have let me into your life today, and I hope that you do have a support system in your life. And next week, we will be continuing this episode on how loneliness is not just a state of mind, but it is a state of health. So be ready, girls. Next Tuesday, as always, I'll be back with you, and we have a lot of informative information to go through. But before we go, as always, you know we have to do our crown and flop. So my flop this week was, I'll tell you, I literally left my wallet at home. Okay, epic fail, especially in this time of year. I was in the biggest hurry the other day. I only had a certain amount of time to run a few errands before I had to be back home to the bus stop. And so I had to go to the post office, print a picture, sell an item online, pick up a prescription, and grab a few groceries. Luckily, three of the four were at the same store that I was running around. Keep up, baby. Come on. Grab, grab, grab. Come on, honey. You need to stay with me. Grab, grab, grab. Okay, let's go. Let's go to the register. Come on, let's go. Let's get this done. Ring up my items and where's my wallet? Frantically searching my purse. Wallet, wallet, where's the wallet?
It's on the kitchen counter because of a prior two-hour conversation that I had between the insurance and the pharmacy, and then the insurance again, and then the pediatrician, and then the insurance again. Are you kidding me? I don't have time for this. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but you have those days too, right? Right? I'm not crazy? Okay. Needless to say, I went to the store twice that day, and I didn't have the time for that either. Okay, moving on to the crowning moment of the week. All right, I love notebooks. I love notebooks. I love notebooks. They're so much fun. I started organizing all of my notebooks this week, and I realized that I have six. And the reason is because I just love all of the colorful and inspiring covers. So when they're on sale or when I see one I like, I just grab it and then I automatically want to start using it. So I currently have six notebooks, my Bible, and my calendar that I use on a regular daily basis. And I finally started organizing them the other day with tabs and designated assignments. And it just really felt good to make everything on my desk have a specific purpose for my life. Organizing things can actually help you. I'm just going to give a quick plug to another podcast that I listen to. I've mentioned it before. It is called The Happier Podcast. And one of the hosts, Gretchen Rubin, just came out with a new book. It's called Outer Order, Inner Calm. Now, I have not read this book yet, but the title in itself says it all, I think. When we organize the outer portions of our lives, we feel better on the inside. And this is a perfect example of how I did this. And that is it for this week's episode, girls. But before I drop you off, I just want to make sure that you are aware of our New Year challenge called First Six. This new year is right around the corner, and here at Adventuring the Girl Life, we will be doing a free challenge to kickstart our success into the new year. Did you know that taking 21 days to form a habit is no longer a thing? It actually takes much longer, 66 days to be exact. That's why I'm inviting you to join me in First Six, a six-week challenge starting January the 1st that will help you break old habits and integrate new ones. Now, I know that 6 weeks isn't 66 days, but we'll get you off to a great start. And you know that we don't really quit bad habits, right? We just form new ones. So let's make sure that the new ones are awesome ones. We'll get you fit and organized and ready for an amazing 2019. I'll put the link in the show notes, girls, and I'm looking forward to our new year together. See you in your inbox January 1st. And as always, thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so that more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on!